teachers, why are we here?
In Chicago, a special meeting of a high school FFA chapter is being called to order.
To practice brotherhood, honor agricultural opportunities and responsibilities, and develop those qualities of leadership which FFA membership possess.
Membership in FFA has increased 20% since 2000 to more than 500,000 members across the country. It has 17,000 members in Illinois. But there's a reason why FFA no longer calls itself Future Farmers of America. Actual farmers make up just about 2-4% of the American workforce. But people who work in related industries that depend on what those farmers do account for at least a quarter of the entire workforce. That includes everyone from people in food service jobs to craft executives to commodities traders. This FFA chapter is at the Chicago High School for Agricultural Sciences. Its members were at the Chicago Flower and Garden Show to exhibit a garden they designed and built and to sell food produced in the school's kitchens. Applications to the public school, located on the far south side of the city, have almost doubled in the past year. But student Justice Plummer wasn't so sure about agriculture when she first found out she'd been accepted.
Mom's like, go here. And I'm like, no, no. She's like, go here. You'll never get an experience like this somewhere else. So I picked this school.
Is any of your family involved in this?
No. I'm the first. Like, everybody looks at me like, you want to do agriculture? Because they just think of farming.
Justice has learned a little about actual farming. The school does have one. But mostly, she's concentrated on the business of agriculture. Corey Flournoy is one of the high school's newest instructors. He's in charge of its Center for Urban Agricultural Education. It's a partnership with the University of Illinois.
Looking just here in Chicago, you think about the fact that some of the largest food corporations are based here, from Quaker Oats to Kraft Foods. The opportunities to work in agriculture, because those are agricultural companies, are plentiful, and we need more individuals to go into those fields.
Educators like to use the acronym STEM to describe this need for people who know science, technology, engineering, and math.
I say that agriculture puts the steam into STEM.
Lori Kramer is an associate dean at the U of I's College of Agricultural, Consumer, and Environmental Sciences. I asked her how much farming was part of the college's curriculum.
You would think that it was big, but nowadays things are very, very different. The number of farms, especially those that are operated by families, is really very, very small. And it's very expensive to run those operations. They're very tricky.
This is my fall project, was the irrigation.
Part-time farmer Howard Hassehune is on his four-wheeler, headed towards a few acres of hops he's planted at his farm in western Michigan. He's an electrical engineer for Texas Instruments, but the farm has been in his wife Amy's family for several generations. She's a CPA. When they were first married, Amy says they thought about farming full-time, but
we just didn't see how we could possibly make a living off of a farm that was this size and growing commodity crops and also make payments on the land.
The couple saved for 25 years to buy the 420-acre farm for the rest of her family. Most of it's rented out to full-time farmers. But on the weekends, they make the 3.5-hour trek west from their house near Ann Arbor to check on their hops crop. More than half the farms in the Michigan area are what the USDA considers residential or lifestyle farms, meaning the owners have other full-time incomes. Another 20% are retirement farms, what the Hassehunes hope this will be. The farm was started in the 1930s by Amy's great-grandfather. She says growing up there gave her a strong attachment to the land that Howard now shares. And even though they didn't grow up there, her children have it too. That weekend, her eldest son and his wife were also up at the farm, helping out. For Changing Gears, I'm Nyla Boodoo.